Village Volunteer Force. Jimmy speaking. How can we assist? Serpents, you say? Winged. Here, boys, we've got a right bloody loon on the line. Listen to this. He put the collar and speakerphone. With kids' faces and sharp beaks, they're tearing civilians apart. Help! No bother, son, whatever you say. Are they big and black and spitting fire all over the shop? Here, Bill, pull us another pint of ale and rack 'em up. Listen, we've got some serious drinking and pool sharking to be doing over here at HQ. We'll get round to your ticket in the next 48 hours. Until then, get a grip, man. Hang in there. Maybe try throwing some tarps over their heads to quiet them down a wee bit. Works wonders with budgies. The man lined his truck up with the window to the store, coin wash that was one of the many business fronts for the men who'd taken his daughter. He positioned the vehicle about 200 yards back, engine idling, shelled in a burnt fawn chassis. But this was no timid forest-dwelling animal. It was tuned. This was a beast driven by a beast. A human stripped to its bare aggressive bones with a mind shattered by a bomb. This was danger on four wheels. Threat on a flat bed. And he was the highwayman. He floored the gas pedal. The motor sprang to life. The engine block grunted. The tires span, and he threw its weight straight at the signage. A black plume of smoke streaking from its tailpipe, his knuckles white on the steering. The scent of flaming rubber filling his nose. His face screaming murder as it packed the windscreen. On the passenger seat lay a pistol, ready to unload their own personal hell. Rabid dogs of lead, hungry for those bastard motherfuckers' flesh. He never considered his daughter might be tied up on the other side of the glass of the adobe wall he was about to smash through at 70 miles per hour. No one ever did in these scenarios. Besides, where was the fun in that? It was get in, fuck up, math and logic for kids. He grabbed the bottle of liquor between his legs, took one last swig and closed his eyes. His pet lizard remaining firm on the dash. Witness the phantom. Hear my wrath, he roared. I will pour my heart of blood across your threshold and set it alight. They hung it out on the line, the flesh, garments that silenced the wind, caused it to retreat towards ancient farmlands which saw hog turned to stone, shire horse to metal, brought forth the flies soon to be silenced on this evil passing, antennae driven back into their heads like nails. This was laundry most unholy, and you were aware of the dirt that went before, the blood, the semen, the spittle, the saliva of snakes, a writhing nest dropped to its knees. What are these animals, slaughtered with sweat, dismembered limbs festooned in jewellery? Our Jerry's watch, the one he got after 30 years of service, Pat's ring, all hung amongst the trees from the arms of scarecrows. Skin blackening, precious stones and metals glinting in the rising sun, pink gold for all. This be the way of the oil rig, and how these witches and warlocks will talk of battle in the future, knowing this mess is far from left in the past. The feasting times are here. The ocelot stands guard. the wench is ticked as she sharpens her fangs. This is the white scene with the white chapel where everything is white. The children look through a snow-dusted window. We are here. We shall fly. Thank you.